This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neils, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
It's Monday. We're so happy to start your work week off, or maybe end your work day. We don't really know. We're just glad that you've allowed us into your life.
That's
right. In this way. And we hope that if you've already had your day, it was good. If you haven't had your day, that you're looking forward to it.
That's right.
Because Monday can be one of those kind of days that people dread.
It can be.
But it's not, we don't want you to dread it because it's a chance to what? Begin again.
That's right.
And to live it up while beginning again, which is what we're all about. Resist the temptation to be God this week.
Yeah.
If you can.
That's right. What does that mean? I mean.
Well, you know, we find ourselves around our house sometimes playing God. In other words, we think we know what's going on, we really don't. We're out there making decisions without consulting Him because we forget that we need His help, and we just go on and play God. And then we wonder later, why didn't that work out? Or how come this doesn't seem right? Well, it's because we were playing God. We were acting as if we didn't need Him.
Yeah, and you know, and what does God promise us, you know, in Jeremiah 29:11? He says that He knows the plans He has for you. Plans that are good and not a disaster to give you a future and a hope.
And I think one of the major things that I've had to work on in my life has been to allow capable people to grow from their choices. Because I don't know the plans that God has for them. They are plans for good and not for disaster to give them a future and a hope. But they're not my plans. And you know, he's got plans and life lessons He wants to teach all of us through our decisions, through their decisions. So I've had to learn to really trust Him with this and give the other people that I'm in relationship with my love, my support and compassion, and resist that temptation to play God.
Yeah, and we can be, you know, assured that that God's plans for us, it's designed for a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's designed to bless us. And in our plans that we want to do every day, in what we call our flesh, and not by the Spirit, that's what messes things up sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Because our plans are not God's plans. Our ways are not God's ways. And so that's why it says He has plans to prosper us, to give us a future and a hope.
You know, our ministry is all about having peace with God, peace with ourselves, and peace with everybody else. That's really what it's all what we try to convey in our podcasts. It's all about relationships, but the main relationships is a relationship with God. And again, He didn't send Jesus to die on the cross for us so that we would in turn live our life as if we didn't need Him. We are not God. He is. And it's such a relief. It's such a relief to just turn it over to Him. It's difficult if you don't really understand His love, or if you have a wrong ideas about who He is and how He loves and what He's really like. But to me, I've learned that He's the best parent in the world. He's a good parent.
Mm-hmm.
But in the past, I wasn't always sure about that. I was more convinced that He was mad at me, that He was just kind of waiting up there for me to do something wrong so that I could be punished. And once I've discovered through the Word, through prayer, through asking questions, through good teaching, through humility, by being mentored, I realized that the ideas I had about Him were not right. And once I realized that and come to understand He is the best parent in the world and He does love me, then it was easier for me to turn my life over to Him and my will and say, He knows what's best. He's God and I'm not. And He knows what's best for me. He has Jeremiah 29:11 for me. Good plans. plans for me to prosper, not plans for disaster, to give me a future and a hope. I had to understand who he was and receive his love before I could do that.
Yes, you know, to recognize that how helpless we are sometimes makes us hopeless. And so in that, we really have our dependencies and entrusting him in everyday life, to trust everything we have into his loving and powerful hands. I mean, that's giving him everything and allowing him to plan our lives and to design our steps. You know, God has a special place for all of us. And isn't that awesome to know that God has a special plan for us?
Mm-hmm. And I know in the past I've played the God of my own life, making my own decisions, just kind of doing what I wanted to do. Wasn't really anything bad in most cases is what I'm referring to. Just doing what I had a good idea. Let's go do that. Hey, let's start this. Let's go do that. Let's go here. Okay. And not really asking God, is this what you have for me? Is this really your will? I'm going to pray about it and just go on with my life. And I know the answers will come and you'll let me know one way or the other. I didn't live like that for a long time. And, you know, I don't want to live like that anymore. And so it's a daily thing for me to not put my God suit on and remain humble and say, okay, God, not your will today. Not my will, but yours will be done today.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go on, and when you reveal it to me, you and I together can do it.
Yeah, and just realizing that he has a plan for us. I know personally for me, realizing he has a plan for my life, that's what gives me hope. It gives me a future. To realize that to glorify him is why we're here. And that he has everything worked out. Everything's going to be okay if we just let him take the wheel.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? I mean, I think it's
remember that
so
song
true.
By Carrie Underwood, Jesus Take the Wheel?
Oh, yeah.
There's a really good song about that. Jesus Take the Wheel. And it goes back to trust and obey. Two songs there.
Yeah, well, she just couldn't. She just realized she couldn't do it anymore. So she let her hands come off the wheel and said, you know, you're either going to take control of my life or it ain't going to happen. You know what I mean? So,
and I'm going to trust and obey.
Yeah, that's called brokenness.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's where, you know, a lot of times where you'll see your future, your hope, the plans God has for you is when your brokenness comes.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I got broken years ago, man, I didn't know my future at that time. I didn't know anything. But after my brokenness, then all of a sudden, God started revealing to me what his plans were for me.
Mm-hmm.
It freaked me out, you know what I mean? But it was just so awesome,
mm-hmm.
you know, to know that the God of the universe was thinking about me.
When we discussed earlier about allowing capable people to grow from their choices, and what we mean by that is not interfering in putting on other people what we believe they need to be doing. We don't even know what we need to be doing, much less somebody else. That's between them and God. But especially when they're capable. When people are capable and we keep on interfering, we keep on doing things to maybe manipulate and sway them to do what we think they need to be doing, we're playing God again.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, that fine line is saying, I love you. It's called tough love. I love you. But, you know, I'm going to stand back because I don't understand what's going on either, but God does, and I'm going to rely on him for you and for me. And, you know, we're both probably going to learn something from this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and God, too, you know, he'll stand back, and he'll look at us as his children and go, you know what? I can intervene right now, but I'm God of the universe, but I'm going to see the choices they make.
Well, if they're not ready, if God intervenes before someone's
ready,
it's not going to take hold. It's not going to be real. It's not going to stick.
It has to be in perfect timing.
Yeah.
That's what we say. It has to be in God's timing.
Yeah. The heart has to be ready. Good ground there.
Yeah. And so it's just awesome that God looks at us in that way, that he loves us so much that he wants to. He's going to intervene. He intervenes in your life every day. But really, to make that drastic change, that maybe you're praying for, it's on God's timing. If it happens, if you force it to happen, then God can't prosper it.
Well, if there's anybody out there that's saying, how do I do this? Well, we want to encourage you in one thing, and that is to pray.
Mm-hmm.
If something comes to your head and you're thinking, wow, this is such a great idea, hold on. Stop and say, okay, God, this is what I am sensing I want to do. I'm not sure if this is what your will is for me, so I'm going to put it out there. And what I do is I just do that and I let him know, and I wait for him to reveal it to me. And a lot of times I start heading in that direction of what I'm so sure of. And then there's been times when he's intervened and I knew that wasn't what I was supposed to do. But I took action. And then the times that I was right, we just went on through, doors opened, people appeared, things just fell into place.
Yeah.
But my part was yielding, stop running my own life, stop playing God and say, but it's really what he wants for me.
Yeah.
And I don't want trouble.
Huh?
I don't want to invite trouble.
No, I don't either. And, you know.
Done that.
Yeah. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, throughout your life, if you're thinking, man, I didn't plan it this way. Well, yeah, you kind of did. Because you didn't let God have control of it. Okay? And even sometimes when we give God control of that, it may not work out to your specifications.
Yeah.
But God's going to work it out for his glory.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that. It's for his glory. It has nothing to do with you. Okay? He's going to make you prosper. And he'll make you happy, but as long as it gives him glory.
Right, and prosper doesn't mean just financially.
Oh, no.
He wants you to prosper in your relationships, again, mm-hmm. which is what we're all about. He wants you to prosper in being content.
Right.
And he wants you to prosper in every area of your life, not just financially.
And he wants to prosper you right where you're at, mm-hmm. you know? And so, really, the way to get started, to have him design your plans and give you a hope in the future, is to give your life to him. Now, how can you, you know, ask God, the Lord of the universe, to design your plans and give you a future and a hope if you've never given your life to him? And so we want to give you that opportunity. And for those of you who have given your life to Christ, but maybe I've walked away. Today's the day. Come back to him today. He wants to give you that future.
He wants you to begin again.
That's right. He wants you to begin again. You know, give you the future. Give you the hope. Plan out your you know, everything that's awesome for you. And start living it up. Beginning again every single day. When we say beginning again, you wake up in the morning, you're beginning again with God. Every single day. So if you don't know Jesus, I'd like for you to pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming into my life. I do believe that you died to forgive me of my sins, and you rose on the third day so I could live again. Lord, I give you my life. Be Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We want to know if you did that. We want to know if you begin again with him today by sending us an email. You can let us know, info@livinginup.org. And go to our website and stay encouraged. And we want you to also pray about getting into a healthy church in your area.
Yeah.
You know, the walk that you're on, or maybe it's a new walk, as we just discussed. Maybe you are beginning again because things were not working the way you were doing things, but and you didn't stop believing in God. You just want to know him deeper. Regardless, we want to encourage you every time to find a good church, a church that's going to embrace you and love you and fellowship with you, and who preaches from the Bible and about Jesus. Because life is not easy. And you and I and Scott, we are human beings. No, we're spiritual beings.
Yeah.
Having a human experience.
That's right.
And this is not our home. Just passing through. And nobody said it was going to be easy, but we don't have to just get by and just exist. God wants us to live it up while we're here because of what he's done.
And he wants us to live it up with him right now. Right now. And seek his face. So listen, we love you. And we're so happy that you've been able to join us today.
We want you, like we talked about, resist the temptation to play God this week and spend your time living it up while beginning again.
That's right. Thank you.